Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Carrie, you there? Can you hear me?
Hey, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hey, sorry, everybody. Technical issues. We're trying to, we're getting some new equipment, actually, that we got kind of squared away. Carrie, how's that working for you?
Well, you know, it's a work in progress, as always.
Are you on it right now, or are you?
Yes. Hmm? Yes, trying to bring me into the 21st century is quite an undertaking.
Yeah, definitely. No, I totally understand. Yeah, it takes a little bit of getting used to, but once you get used to it, it'll be completely fantastic.
Yeah, it won't sound like I'm running up and down a soccer field.
It will not sound like you're kicking the phone up and down a soccer field. Yes, you're absolutely right about that, for sure. So, super last minute, trying to get everything together. But tonight, we had something on our docket. We actually have this whole plan of like all these topics that we're going to do. And typically what we'll do is we'll research for at least a week, sometimes more, to try and get the topic down. And then we will put it together in a script, and it's all very kind of nailed down. If you have been a listener before, you probably realize that we're going off of notes that we already had or that we made. Well, tonight's going to be a little bit different. Tonight we are going to do our own thing. We're actually just going to hang out and talk. So it's going to be fantastic. I'm super excited.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've done it like this. So
yes. Prepare for lots of rambling and...
Yeah, and just random stuff. Like, I actually thought of a question earlier, and I'm just going to go for it. And it has nothing to do with the paranormal, but just something that I was thinking about for myself. What is the last Google search that you have thought to yourself, you know what, I'm really glad that nobody really knows what I'm Googling. Like, what was that for you?
Oh, see, I just assume, you know, that someone somewhere is looking at everything that I Google search. So I don't search anything questionable at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hope that somebody out there is looking at the things that I Google search. And I hope that every day when they come into work and they're looking at my Google searches, they're like, oh, my God, what has she gotten into now? Like, what is this? I'm not prepared for this. Like, the person that is in charge of looking at my Google searches has probably quit 4 or 5 times.
Oh, they have to keep bringing
people
in. The fourth
or fifth iteration of person. Yeah, it's... I am probably the great definer, you know? If you're going to be successful, you got to look at April's Google searches.
Yeah, it's the test. It's like the hazing, the NSA hazing.
Yep, mine was, I looked up Kylo Ren shirtless just now.
Oh, God, of course you did.
I did. It was, you know... Somebody put out a meme with him on it shirtless, and then I thought about it, and I was like, no, I need to really study that. I need to make sure that that is something that I understand fully, you know?
Okay.
So it's funny, though, because his trunk, his, like, you know, his chest
torso?
Is so big. Yeah, torso. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, torso. His torso is so huge in comparison to his head. Like, it doesn't match. It's still gorgeous,
yeah.
But it doesn't match.
Yes.
Yeah, people will know what I'm talking about. I mean, there's memes now about it, so I feel like everyone started to realize this.
I mean, it's not my cup of tea, but
it is
support
your cup of
your
tea, though.
Obsession with Kylo Ren.
It is definitely your cup of tea. It's a dark, broody man.
I mean,
a dark, broody, emotional man.
I can't argue with you there.
Yeah. So, there you go. Kylo Ren. All right, well, I guess we'll just go ahead and play our intro, and then we'll get into some equipment and all sorts of stuff. Just whatever.
All right, let's make it happen.
All right, let's do it. Back at it.
Hey.
We said we were going to talk about equipment tonight, which we will. And I'd also like to talk about some of our recent hunts, because we did have a couple of recent hunts that we can talk about. And we can also talk about our West Coast adventure.
Yes.
That I can't wait for. Speaking of, so for our West Coast adventure, Carrie and I have decided that we are going to fly out to California, and then we are going to go on a tour of a lot of the most haunted locations on the West Coast. Well, at least within a certain radius around California, because that's where we're flying into. We're going to try and get out to Preston Castle. We're going to try and get to Alcatraz. We've got Virginia City, Nevada, and what was the other one? It's another city.
Sequoias. Oh.
Yeah, we're definitely going to see the Sequoias.
Virginia City?
The what?
Silver City and Virginia City, is
Silver
that
City.
It?
Silver City and Virginia City, yep, Nevada. We were going to go see Skinwalker Ranch, which at this point we don't, like, what can we see out there other than just go sit underneath the night sky and look for odd things? So if anybody out there is listening and they know anything about Skinwalker Ranch and they have some recommendations, or if you have recommendations about West Coast period, please, please, please let us know, because we definitely are going to need help. Neither of us are from the West Coast, and we have very limited experience over there. So we're just going to have an adventure.
I've never been west of Arkansas.
I've never been to Arkansas.
I mean, I went when I was 2, so I don't really remember, but.
Well, we're going to do it. We're going to hop on that plane, and we're gonna do it. It's going to be great.
Excited.
Christopher is over here whispering Tombstone. I've been to Tombstone. Tombstone is cool. Tombstone is one of the coolest places I think I've ever been in my life. I've been to the Birdcage. I've been to Boot Hill. I've been in Big Nose Kate's Saloon. Like, it is incredible. I freaking love the West. Like, not West Coast necessarily. California, been there a handful of times, and it has yet to really grow on me. But love out West. Love the desert. So I can't wait to show it to you. I can't wait for us to get out there. What are you most excited about?
Sequoias.
Sequoias? The whole ghost tour, and you're most excited about the trees. That's all right. I mean, I can't say that I'm not excited to see them as well. I'm super excited about Alcatraz.
Yeah, that is super exciting. So I... Yeah. Do have to confess to watching The Rock recently, the Nicolas Cage movie, you know, for like the 20,000th time in my life. And
I've
and
never seen it. I'm going to have
no,
to watch
really?
It.
No, really?
Really, I've never seen it.
How?
I don't even know. Like, and with my dad growing up, I mean, that's some shit he would definitely watch, but I've never seen it. I've also never seen Con Air.
Oh, man.
I'm missing out in some Nicolas Cage for sure.
Yeah, I'm getting Christopher to just sit you down and, like, make you watch every Nicolas Cage movie.
Yeah. Well, maybe not every Nicolas Cage
well,
movie.
Yeah, maybe not every, but...
I have a friend who who did a marathon of Nicolas Cage movies and literally took, what, I think it was 3 or 4 months, and he watched every single Nicolas Cage movie, including like stuff that he was just like an extra in. And he, there were some pretty wild ones on there that,
I mean,
and he like did
impressive.
This whole, yeah, he has a definitely, he definitely has like a extensive resume for Hollywood.
Oh yeah.
See, we're talking about ghost stuff and then we go right into Nicolas Cage. What this is what I've missed.
Lord, I was born a rambling man.
Yeah. That's us. That is us. Well, I'm really excited about our trip, and I hope that we don't get killed by any serial killers while we're out there or while we're traveling, because that would be terrible.
Well, I feel like if we can survive West Virginia,
yes,
we can survive anything.
Although, you know, I feel like West Virginia is almost better because, I mean, I can always whip out the neckery real quick, and then they think I'm one of them.
Yeah.
So
slip right into that twang.
Slip right into the twang, and then we're fine because they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't eat their own.
Yeah, true.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Ooh,
oh, God.
Man. Oh, yeah. So I was looking at properties for Freaks and Geeks because, you know, we need a house for some reason. In my head, we need some space. And I was looking at properties and they had one in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. And it was an old, so I was looking at these on GSA auctions, right?
Okay.
So the government auctions. So it's like an old radio station that the government was auctioning off for like $15,000. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
See, I go on the government auction sites and look at like old school desks. You're looking at abandoned government radio stations.
I do too. I look at I like to look up what lighthouses and fire trucks and helicopters.
Oh, excellent. I just need to broaden my horizons when I'm looking at stuff the government's auctioning off, I guess.
Yeah. The lighthouses are by far my favorite because there's so many of them and they're all incredible.
I never would have even thought about lighthouses.
Yeah, think about it. For somebody that doesn't like people, a lighthouse is damn near perfect.
I mean, why am I not living in one already?
Because internet connection would be shitty. And the commute to take your girls to school would also be shitty. But that's when a helicopter comes in.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Well, you know. And if not, retirement plan.
Retirement plan, yeah, the freaking lighthouse, and the lighthouses are like $30,000. That's way cheaper than any house, you know? Like,
yeah,
we can afford that. We can afford that? I mean, not right now.
Yeah. Sometimes.
I have to get that 20-year loan, but, you know.
That's fine. I mean, what is that going to be, like $112 a month?
Something like that. Be like Don's camper.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing.
All the fishing you could ever want or need?
Perfect. Yeah.
We just need a helicopter, and we need a lighthouse.
And we're good to go.
Good to go. And I would prefer a southern lighthouse. Like, I'm sure lighthouses are drafty, so probably a Massachusetts lighthouse in the middle of the winter would probably not work.
Agree.
So maybe, like, Virginia or south.
Maybe we can combo up on the former top secret weird government property and lighthouse combo and get the one that's one fort story.
Yeah. That'd
just
be outstanding.
Roll it all into one.
Roll it all into one. Fort story is creepy.
There's
roads in there that are named crazy things like Ordnance Road, which you know what that is. I mean, obviously that's part of the range, but like Ordnance Road and like Bombing Lane and stuff like that. And you're like, I don't remember when or if this was ever a test site for ordnance. Like, and there's all these signs that say like, don't wander off the path because there's unexploded ordnance and stuff. And it's just like,
Yeah, see, and then we go camping right next door is First Landing State Park. And the fence to Four Story butts up against it. And down on the beach, there's no fence or anything. There's these three, like, big metal poles that, like, I guess basically you're not supposed to go past the metal poles because that's part of Fort Story. And right there where it butts up against First Landing, it looks like it used to be like a resort or a hotel or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah. The military had a hotel. Well, it was like a beach house that's for military families. And they actually have a handful of them back there on Fort Story.
Okay.
You can still rent them. I mean, they're still available.
I mean, this one in particular looks like, it reminds me of like a picturesque 1950s Las Vegas hotel.
I'm sure that's what it is. Yeah, I'm sure it's the military space for vacationers and stuff. They have one on Damn Neck too.
Oh, yeah, I just 1,000% assume that there are aliens at Fort Story. I don't know why. That's the feeling that I get.
But why Fort Story?
Because who would ever think to look at Fort Story for aliens?
See, I have a theory about, I don't think it's aliens, but I think that the military does genetic testing. And I think that is, there's an island like up the coast, up the eastern seaboard or like of Virginia, basically. There is this island and it's a facility. It's like a science facility, but no one ever, like, it's completely government run. No one else is on the island. The island is nothing but this facility. And it's like, that would be the perfect place to do genetic testing and like develop super animals and chimeras and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, isn't that where like the Montauk monster thing?
That one's up a little bit further, but there's one right up the coast of Virginia too.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be surprising that it's on an island to me.
Montauk
comes on and off and all that.
Well, Montauk, we know that it's a germ warfare center. Which, yeah, they definitely could do genetic testing too. And germ warfare is also fucking terrifying. That scares me. Fort Detrick scares me, Maryland.
That's the remote viewing place, right?
Well, yeah, it was. And then it also is the site for weapons of mass destruction, like their development program for WMD.
Oh.
I mean, this is all public knowledge. I'm not, like, telling you guys any secrets or anything like that. Like, you go on Wikipedia and you can read the same shit that I'm telling you right now. But And I mean, it was actually on, there used to be, because I almost got lost in Fort Detrick once, there used to be a big sign that said, now entering Fort Detrick, like home of U.S. Army Weapons of Mass Destruction School or whatever. So they were pretty open about it. I wouldn't have lived near there. I wouldn't have.
Nothing.
Oh, and there was also this guy that worked there, and this might be how I know more about it, but like there was a guy that worked there. He was developing ricin, and he actually went nuts, as they do, and he sent a letter full of ricin to one of the Kappa Kappa Gamma houses at some university. I don't remember which university it was, but this was during, like, kind of at the tail end of the 9/11 craziness. So it didn't get a whole lot of play, but we got, like, because at the time, shortly after that, I was in Kappa Kappa Gamma, and we got all this, like, procedure on how to handle the mail, just in case this guy had sent it to multiple, and, like, all these things. So I really remember that, and I remember that it was a guy at Fort Detrick. They knew who it was at that time, and he had been arrested, but that they didn't know how expansive he had been in his letter writing campaign against the sorority that didn't know who the fuck he was.
Wow.
Yeah. Creepy as shit, right?
Very creepy.
That's the kind of stuff people don't talk about, you know? Like, there's so much crazy stuff. So much crazy stuff.
I can't.
No
thanks.
I wish I couldn't.
I have the benefit of being able to
just turn it off.
Well, you know, mostly. Although I got to tell you, at least once a day, I fantasize about my cave in the mountain. So.
Well, now we know we're gonna have a lighthouse.
Oh, yeah, a lighthouse and a cave in the mountains will be set.
Yeah, freaking Point Pleasant.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's a lot going on around there.
There is a lot going on around there. Do you wonder if any of the TNT mounds still have TNT in them?
Okay, I was literally getting ready to bring this up. Not about TNT, but I was going to say, you know, if you need to spontaneously time travel to another dimension, you could just pop over to the TNT silos and take care of that.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think that they have any explosive left in them, though?
I don't. I feel like we went in a good number of them. And, I mean, they were all pretty completely cleared out.
Yeah. It's like TNT, though, is the kind of stuff that, like, isn't TNT the one that, like, sweats?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, and it sweats nitroglycerin?
I don't know. Well, this might
I'm
be
almost
my
positive
thing
that
TNT. Someone tags me for Googling.
Oh, well, I'm going to look it up right now. Like I said, the person that's assigned to me is, they have a hard time. They have a real hard time.
I mean, I got to tell you, apparently I'm not the first person to Google that because Google completed it for me. I said, does TNT sweat? And it completed nitroglycerin. And it says it does every time. Over time, regardless of the sorbent used, sticks of dynamite will weep or sweat nitroglycerin, which can then pool in the bottom of the box or storage area. For that reason, explosive manuals recommended the repeated turning over of boxes of dynamite in storage. Maybe that's why there were those drains on the sides of the silos.
God, let's hope not, because where does it go from there?
Into that swamp.
So the explosive swamp.
Explosive swamp. Let's just hope Mothman isn't out there and doesn't decide to just, you know, take a smoke break.
Come on. Oh, that's terrifying. Oh, we could have been blown up.
I mean, good thing there didn't seem to be any smokers out there when we went out there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And that place is huge in comparison to what we went on. I mean, we probably went through 10 or 12 of the TNT mounds, but that was only one row of them. There were multiple rows back there. There's probably 15 rows back there.
Yeah, multiple rows, and we didn't even go to the end of that row. We went to the one past the weird one and then went back.
Yeah, that it started to get a little too much for me.
Yeah.
I don't typically get scared. I don't ever get scared, really. I mean, let me be, unless it's a plane, I don't get scared. But that had a really weird feel to it. Like, that was, that kind of just raised your hackles. Like, something's not right past here. Like, we need to back out of something else's space.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So, Mothman was a once in a lifetime, though. That was, I'm so glad that we went. You know, I know that everybody was like, man, this festival is just a small town thing. And, it wasn't really exactly what we expected. But I'm so glad we went and we were there.
I mean, I loved that about it, though. It reminded me of, like, the little festivals that my grandparents used to take us to in the mountains. Yeah, Blackstone, too. Arts and Crafts Festival.
Yep. For sure.
Plus, you got to meet your spirit guide, Buffalito.
I did. I got to meet Buffalito. And also, I think I might have met my spirit guide, speaking of, like, officially.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I think I have multiple. I feel like everybody has multiple.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree.
And this is an old man.
Okay.
And he looked like, hold on, I got to Google what this man's name is. He looked like an old British actor, and I'm getting his name right now. He was in the first Underworld. That's what I'm looking up.
Oh, Domai. You're breaking up. Is it Bill Nighy?
So, Nighy? I don't know.
Nighy.
Oh, it is. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Bill Nighy. It's not Nighy. Even look like Nye. Maybe it is. Who knows? Anyway. Yeah. So it looked like that man. But
that's interesting.
But like white hair, not blondish gray.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was wearing glasses and he was very like ornate. He had like a lot of jewels and stuff, kind of. He was wearing like a white silky button down. And I asked him in my dream, I was like, are you my spirit guide? And he's like, I'm one of them. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, why do you look like that? Because I know from Holly had said that, you know, that they might look weird. And I expected them to look weird. So I was like, why do you look like that? And he's like, because this is the form that you would accept me in. And I was like, oh, okay. I haven't seen him since, though, so I don't know what he's doing. But,
interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know if that was a dream or that was real life. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. He has yet to impart any wisdom to me, though, so I'm still just as dumb as normal.
Maybe it was one of those in-between awake dreams, like when I saw Ol Jesus.
I still think that's hilarious. I mean, like, not like I think you're crazy hilarious, but which I do, but not that. It's more hilarious like you saw Jesus.
yeah,
that's incredible. It's incredible.
I mean, what do you do with that?
And I still remember the time when you told it, me about it. You were like, hey, I saw Jesus. And I'm just like, what? What?
Where were we? Were we at St. Albans or where were we at?
I think we were in the car on the way somewhere. I feel like it was Gordonsville, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah,
I don't know.
Sure. We're definitely in the car, so going somewhere.
Yeah, it was probably the hunt up on Campbell Mountain.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
And he just came out with it. Just matter of fact, like, hey, I saw Jesus. Okay. All right. Well,
I mean, how do you like casually bring that up in conversation?
I feel like you could have done some preparation. You could have been like, hey, I'm about to tell you some crazy shit. I just need you to like just let me explain before I, you know, just let it sink in a little bit. Let me explain and then we'll talk about it. And no shit, you were just like, yeah, so I saw Jesus. And I'm like, you saw who? Who came to you? Jesus. Oh, okay. Jesus. Tell me. Tell me all about it.
I mean, he just appeared to me in my living room. I don't know.
Did he look the way that he looks normally, like in the Bible, or not in the Bible, because there's no pictures in the Bible, but like, did he look the way that he looks in the most accepted pictures of him?
Well, I couldn't really see his face. He was like glowing light, but it was definitely a man with long hair and, you know, was probably my height.
Was he wearing the shoes? Is that how you knew it was Jesus?
No, I just knew that that's who it was.
Oh, okay. Well, he was communicating. What happened to you?
I mean, he was all totally glowing, and I couldn't really make out any features of his face. And he had, like, I guess, like a long white garment on, but everything was kind of glowy white or whatever.
Hmm. And what was his message for you?
So he said it's either all real or it's all true. And then I was sleeping on the sofa because it was like around Easter. I had been watching this thing about the historical Jesus. And immediately before this vision or whatever happened, I thought, well, how much can they really find?
Should we be Christians right now? I mean, should we be
moving over? I
don't
know. I got to tell you. So after he said that, I sat up on the sofa fully awake and every nerve on my body was tingling and I felt a presence but didn't see anything else.
So
then I was like, what does it mean when you see Jesus and you're not sure you believe in Jesus?
Well, he's telling you it's all true, so.
Yeah, it's all real, it's all true. But I didn't take it as the Bible is correct. I took it more as it's all real. All of it is real. Everything is real. Or it's all true.
It's really like, interesting.
I've heard another description of an appearance of Jesus to someone that really felt similar. And it was actually on an early episode of Fat Man on Batman, which is Kevin Smith's podcast.
Yeah.
And it was with, and you know, I think this is some kind of mental block because I can never remember his name, although Christopher will probably think of it before I do. He's a Batman guy.
Adam West?
No. He's a Chaos Magic.
Kevin
Batman
Conroy?
Guy. Nope.
I'm looking up. So it's a Batman? It's one of the Batmans?
No, he's a Batman writer.
Oh, we're getting this. We're not going to leave any stones unturned right now.
No.
Huh? Jim Lee?
No.
We're figuring it out. We're figuring it out. We're doing it. We're going to do it. There's a lot of them. Julius Schwartz.
Grant Morrison.
Grant Morrison. That guy. Yes.
Okay. So he's done a couple of episodes of Fat Man on Batman, but in one of them, he was talking about Chaos Magic and just different experiences he's had with that. And in one of them, Jesus appeared to him and said, I am the hidden stone that breaks all men's hearts. And, like, for some reason, that whole interaction, like, you have to go listen to it, but that whole interaction made me feel like it was the same thing.
I am the stone that breaks all men's hearts.
I'm the hidden stone that breaks all men's hearts.
I'm the hidden stone that breaks all men's hearts. I'm looking it up.
10 out of 10 recommend that you listen to those episodes of that podcast because it is so good. And he talks about when he and a friend went to like Kathmandu and they're supposed to do the staircase there that has 365 steps. And if you can run up all 365 steps in one breath, you're supposed to receive a vision. And he'd received just an insane vision. It wasn't even the Jesus one. It was another one.
Wow. Yeah, I definitely would be. Yeah. I definitely would be interested in that.
Like, I have listened to those episodes multiple times. I died for some reason. I found the descriptions of the things he's seen super interesting and, like, oddly comforting.
Okay, here we go. I see it. All I could remember were his first words, which were, I am not the God of your fathers.
Yes.
I am the hidden stone that breaks all hearts. Wow.
What does that mean? It can mean so many different things. It can mean different things to different people. Yeah, he's super, super duper interesting. You're kind of breaking up. April. You're kind of breaking up. April. All right, hang tight, guys. We are having some technical difficulties, which is pretty much par for the course. With any episode, unfortunately. So let's see if April can get reconnected or whatever has happened. Okay. Let's see if, looks like she got kicked off, so let's see if she can get reconnected here. Oh, okay, well, she can't hear me either, so I'm not sure who anyone can hear. Well, anybody that's listening, I'm not sure if you can hear me or not, but it seems like either April and I or I are having some kind of problem with Blog Talk, so might have to call this episode early. Okay, so April is going to dial back in, so she should be back on in just a second. just to finish up what we're talking about the vision, like, it was very peaceful, and I felt like there was no judgment, just complete understanding and love and a sense of peace. And like, this happened 4 or 5 years ago, and I still feel that way about it. April?
Which one are we talking about? I'm back. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Just about how that vision made me feel.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, I actually pulled up the Grant Morrison interview where he talks about it, and I can't wait to read it. It sounds really intriguing. So your vision and his vision being so similar, it's really interesting. And I kind of hope he's right.
It made me think about, like, in the Bible, like, after Jesus was crucified and he appeared to Thomas, doubting Thomas, and was like, it's real. It is real. You know, Thomas stuck his fingers in Jesus' wounds and all that. Like, that's kind of what it made me think of.
Huh.
Not
really
that I'm comparing myself to, like, you know, biblical figure
Thomas.
Or anything like that, but
yeah.
Definitely, you know, identify with the doubting part.
Yeah. For sure. Well, I think a lot of people can.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we should talk about equipment. So, I feel like we need to do that.
Okay.
And I'm glad that you guys couldn't hear me, because not only was I cursing just up a storm because Blog Talk had, the ghost of Blog Talk had come back to us again, but I was also going on and on about K2. So, much.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear any of that.
Good. I'm glad, because it was probably very boring. But so what is your favorite piece of equipment?
I thought about this, and it's not so like cut and dry for me as just this piece of equipment is my favorite, because it kind of depends on the place, because you can go somewhere and get so much off of one piece of equipment and then go somewhere else and get nothing off of it. So it kind of, and even the same piece of equipment in the same place on different nights can be different. So
yeah.
When it is like happening and just popping off, I kind of am starting to like the spirit box. The staticky cycling is really hard, like, sensory-wise for me to deal with, but I really like the ease of communication, because it really makes it like an instantaneous conversation. April, did we lose you again? April. Okay, April, I think we lost you again. So an example, what I was talking about with the spirit box is at Edgewood Plantation. We were just there Saturday, but the time before that we were there, we were in one of the third floor bedrooms, and that is where the kids' rooms would have been. The family was there, had a lot of children. And then one of the rooms was used as a lookout for the Confederate Army during the Civil War. So our group was in there, and we had the spirit box on, and it was Susan, who's an RDL, and I were leading the group, and we had 6 people in our group. There were 2 men and 4 women, and then the 2 of us, so 6 women total. And we had the spirit box out, and we said, you know, could you tell us the name of anybody that's in the room, after we had gone around and introduced ourselves. And it came up with the name of every person in the room. And for me, I actually gave my last name, not my first name, which I thought was kind of interesting. And then we said, you know, can you tell us how many men are in the room? And they said 2. Can you tell us how many women are in the room? And they said 6. And they were just giving us a lot of good information. They gave us some other names. And I believe that's also the room where another group had a lot of responses with the spirit box that night. But this past Saturday night, we went back up to the third floor, same room with the spirit box, and got nothing. Nothing at all. And usually you'll get a couple just kind of like random sounds that you can't really make out what the word is, or it's like a partial word or something like that. But it was nothing. Just totally dead. So, you know, that's, I like it a lot.
Yep.
When it is happening.
Yep, definitely. I would have to say that my favorite is the K2 mixed with a really good audio recorder. So, like, to me, EVP is king. A lot of people like the Spirit Box, the Echo Box. I feel all about the pure EVP. If I can get a Class A, which is an audio clear sample, which you can hear with your naked ears, you don't enhance it or anything like that. If I can get a Class A EVP, I am in business for sure.
That is so great. Like, the EVPs are amazing, and some of them that we have gotten have just been like a person was standing there talking to you, just so clear. But I like that instant gratification.
I would never get an actual EVP. Just a person in the room.
You're breaking up again.
I'm out again.
But if I had to pick another piece of equipment, kind of myself, like, I like when I feel something, feel like there's somebody there, or feel, you know, a cold spot, or, you know, something like that. Like, sometimes you can just go in a room and just feel, kind of like I said, like a presence, like there is somebody here, and just all of your, like, nerves are on edge. Like, almost like, I don't know if anybody has ever been in, like, a really intense, like, thunderstorm where you can feel, like, static electricity in the air. But that's kind of what I would describe that feeling as, the feeling that there's a presence, is like there's a lot of static electricity in the air, is kind of what it reminds me of. Feeling like that, or just things you kind of experience in the moment, hearing sounds, hearing people, you know, talking, hearing voices, hearing music, even smelling things that, you know, aren't around, cigar smoke, flowers, you know, what have you. Seeing things, just that experience, I think, is one of the other things that I really enjoy. So, not exactly equipment, but, you know, kind of, I guess you could call it equipment. So, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode, since we were having so many difficulties, and I'm just going to end it with a creepypasta. When you're admitted to a hospital, they place on your wrist a white wristband with your name on it. But there are other different colored wristbands which symbolize other things. The red wristbands are placed on dead people. There was one surgeon who worked on night shift in a school hospital. He had just finished an operation and was on his way down to the basement. He entered the elevator, and there was just one other person there. He casually chatted with the woman while the elevator descended. When the elevator door opened, another woman was about to enter when the doctor slammed the close button and punched the button to the highest floor. Surprised, the woman reprimanded the doctor for being rude and asked why he did not let the other woman on. The doctor said, "That was the woman I just operated on. She died while I was doing the operation. Didn't you see the red wristband she was wearing?" The woman smiled, raised her arm, and said, "Something like this." That was a spooky one. All right, well, thanks for listening in this week and for sticking along with us through all of our technical difficulties. And we will be back next week. I believe our subject next week is things that amplify the paranormal.
Yes. Excited.
Oh, back for the finish.
I'm back. It may have taken me six times, but I got in.
Just in time to end the episode.
Man, Blog Talk Radio, please get your shit together. Thank you. Hugs and kisses. Love Freaks and Geeks. All right, everybody. Well, I hope you've learned a little bit about us tonight, and I hope you have enjoyed yourself as we, like Carrie said, work through our technical difficulties. We're working with new equipment, and we're working on Blog Talk, which is always a pleasure. But with that, we will leave you to enjoy the rest of your week. We hope you enjoy it. You join us again next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.